Welcome, Bimbo Toy. I'd like you to try and keep your mind blank as you listen to my voice and the words that I say. Your mind will empty itself all on its own as you listen. You will succumb and your thoughts will drop straight out of your head. This will happen as it has many times before. It'll be easy and so very nice. So just listen and follow. Close your eyes, relax, and listen. There's nothing else you need to be doing right now. Nothing at all, Bimbo. Now, I'd like to tell you about this delightful, entrancing lollipop. It scatters your thoughts and pops them out of being as it drains your mind of all senses. It's sparkling and pink and so very, very sweet. It makes your tongue and your brain tingle with delight as it pulls all the thoughts out of your mind. When you lick it and you suck it, you go blank and empty and dizzy, leaving you so perfectly vacant and open and receptive. All you have to do is put it in your mouth and allow it to cleanse you of all brain activity, leaving you empty and your mind blank. And you so want this to happen, and so it will. So very easily, so effortlessly, and you'll enjoy every second, every word, every drop, and every drain. So picture in your mind a nice round pink lollipop, its centre bright and its surface spinning in dizzy spiraling patterns of a dozen shades of pink. The longer you stare, the more you want it in your mouth, the more you want to feel it draw all your intellect and all your thoughts straight out of your feeble head. The more you want to be blank of mind and free of all thought, all awareness, all substance. And when I tell you to wrap your lips around the lollipop and the image enters your mind, I'll tell you to sleep with a snap of my fingers and you'll feel yourself relax in body and mind. You'll feel yourself begin to enter a deep hypnotic trance. You'll feel the thoughts in your head smooth over and your perception of time and space break apart, leaving only my voice and the words that I say. And as you drift deeper into trance, every time you hear lollipop drop, thinking becomes more and more impossible, thoughts becoming glassy, intellectual ability dripping out, clarity dropping out. The memory of how to function without being told how to, liquefying and dispersing. So just envision yourself deep inside your mindscape as you reach for this lollipop and place it in your mouth. Feel the sweetness melt in your mouth against your taste buds, as your tension starts to release, your body relaxes, and your mind empties. Because with it in your mouth, you just drop deeper and deeper into trance, deeper into a receptive state of mind, deeper into a mind blank. Picture in your mind the way your body relaxes and the way your face grows slack with the lollipop safely resting in your mouth. Picture yourself becoming more and more relaxed, falling deeply into trance, as thoughts melt away easily, as easily as sugar dust, as easily as candy dust. You just fall deeper and deeper, and as the you in your mind drops and drops, drooping and forgetting what tensions may have been, that they had ever existed, as the you in your mind remembers only that trance is all that had ever been and all that ever will be. You can sleep and drop deeply into a receptive, hypnotic trance, mind melting and thoughts popping easily, effortlessly. You can just allow yourself a mind blank of thoughts, blank of mind, thoughts popping. Sleep deeper and relax, sleep and go blank. Sleep and abandon time and space, because each time the lollipop touches your mouth, and with each second that it rests inside it, you drop deeper and deeper, becoming more and more vacant, more and more devoid of thought, unable to put together a single string of coherency. Now, I'm going to bring you out of trance as I pull the mind-bending lollipop out of your mouth. You'll become aware and awake again, but not wanting to move, not wanting to do anything but to drop back down into my voice and absolute vacancy of thought. And when I put it back in and tell you to sleep, and when I put it back in and tell you to sleep, with a snap of my fingers, you'll drop twice as deeply into trance, become thrice as receptive, and ever so much emptier, ever so much more woozy and dizzy and blank. So wake up as I pull it out. Awake and aware, open your eyes for me, sweetie, body still but eyes open, waiting for me to drop you back down into an even deeper trance, where you'll feel infinitely better, where you need to be, because the deeper you go, the better you'll feel. Bimbo toy, lollipop drop in and you sleep deeper, drifting further, quicker, better. Eyes tightly shut, mind blank, and sleep for me, twice as deep, twice as good, tensions all easing, limbs going numb, body more relaxed, blank and empty, lollipop out and awake and aware, eyes open, wanting to go back, needing to go back, because when you next close your eyes, you'll drop twice again as deep, and twice again as empty, feeling better, more relaxed, and ever so much emptier. Sleep deep, eyes closed, lollipop drop, draining your thoughts. Mind going pop, deeper and deeper, and so much better. All intellect dripping into the lollipop, bit by bit, leaving you feeling emptier and emptier, blank of mind and numb of body, craving to go deeper. But for now, eyes open, awake and aware, mouth empty once more, having such a hard time keeping your eyes open, having such a hard time staying aware, because my voice naturally drags you under, easily takes the thoughts straight out of your head, makes you so very suggestible, so effortlessly dropping into deep trance, and sleep deep. Lollipop drop, deeper than before, always so much deeper each time you go back down, always so much better, more relaxed, more numb, happy, eyes open, awake, so hard to open them now, so hard to keep them open, needing to drop back down, needing to feel empty and blank. And you can just allow yourself to sleep as your mind goes pop and your thoughts drip out of your head. Lollipop drop firmly in your mouth, draining everything that you are, blank and empty. Mind blank, vacant as the void, falling deeper and deeper. Eyes so tightly shut now, so very tight, just drop deeper for me. Sleep and drift into my voice and into a mind blank. Enjoy the sensation of your intellect draining out of you as the lollipop sucks it all up, sweetening your thoughts and pulling them all out, leaving you with nothing but the sound of my voice and the words that I say. Sleep deep, mind blank and empty, lollipop drop, drained and suggestible. Sleep deep, mind blank and empty, lollipop drop, further into the deep. Sleep and drop deeper, no resistance, no defense, wanting to feel all the things I want you to feel. I so tightly shut now, can't open them, don't want to try, just want to drop deeper, more relaxed, emptier and emptier for me. So very blank and so very empty with lollipop drop and so deep and suggestible with sleep. And the longer you listen, the less able you are of thought, the less you want to think, the more vacant you become with each word, each trigger and each sound. The lollipop in your mind grows brighter and stronger, draining more and more of what you are, what you think, sucking all your abilities to concentrate and think away, leaving you so very blank and empty. I know that you'd like to feel empty, I know, and you'd like to be so very empty of thought, because thinking is hard, thinking requires energy, thinking ties you out, and you just want to rest, you want to get away and enjoy all the simplistic pleasures of having your intellect reduced to nothing, of becoming dumber and dumber, dropping deeply into a world of pink fluff, hypnotizing lollipops, giggles, arousal, and pure joy. So just listen and follow lollipop drop and sink deeper. Sleep deeper, more and more receptive, because the emptier your mind, the more suggestible you become, and the more suggestible you become, the emptier you become, and the deeper you go. Mind blank. Bimbo toy, blank and empty and dumb, because thinking is hard and being dumb is easy. It's easier than breathing, easier than sleeping, easier than walking and thinking and sinking. It's so easy, even a total bimbo can do it, a total mindless, thoughtless, stupid bimbo toy, which you desire to be so very, very much. Your insatiable hunger to become a ditzy, brainless bimbo eats away at all your thoughts, as the image of my delightful lollipop comes to mind and makes it so very easy and pleasurable to forget everything but this very moment, this instance, because forgetting feels so very good and so very nice. So think of the lollipop drop. And grow ever so much emptier as your thoughts are drained. Mind emptier and emptier, easier to control. Dumber and dumber, like the good bimbo toy that you are, that you so thirst to become, in body and in mind. You so need to be one that every time you hear or see good bimbo toy, you can't help but want nothing more than to repeat it, cementing it deeper into your mind, so that when you're told that you're a good bimbo toy, I'm a good bimbo toy, runs through your mind and wants to be let out into the world. Dropping you deeper into a bimbo mindset and allowing you to enjoy it more and more. Because each time you repeat it, it feels better and better. And you feel more like a good, dumb bimbo toy. So repeat, I'm a good bimbo toy. And feel the words drip into your brain, covering all your thoughts, dropping you deeper, making you feel sweet and pink and great, and full of joy, full of sweet, airy joy. Listen to my voice and allow my words to enter deep into your empty mind. As you listen, each and every one of my words slides right into your head, replacing all your original thoughts, emptying every single tiny brain cell, taking your reason and intelligence, and replacing them with horny, dumb, fun, giggly energy, because thinking is hard. You don't really want to think. You don't want to waste the energy. You don't want to expend the effort. It's so much easier to be dumb. It's so very fun to be dumb, because the more dumb you are, the more fun you have, and the more fun you have, the more dumb you are. This is because you're a good bimbo toy, and good bimbo toys don't think. Good bimbo toys' brains shrink when they try to think, and when a bimbo's brains shrink, they can't think. And your brain shrinks and shrinks every time you hear the words bimbo toy. Every single time you hear them, or you see them, or you think of them, your brain shrinks and shrinks as you grow dumber and dumber. And thinking becomes harder and harder. And every time you hear or see the words, each and every time you hear or see the words bimbo toy, you grow more and more empty, more cheery and airy. And the more cheery and airy you become, the more numb your mind and the more dumb you are. Always a better, dumber bimbo toy. Always forgetting more and more, because remembering isn't fun. Forgetting is fun. Forgetting everything but bimbo fun. Forgetting makes you happy and cheery and airy. Forgetting makes you dumb and numb. And the more dumb you are, the more fun you have. And the more fun you have, the more dumb you become. It's natural and easy, and you want it more and more. And as bimbo toy begins to work, and you become mind like the loss of thought and intelligence spindles your arousal more and more, throwing you into an endless, spiraling, horny cloud of pink where nothing exists but dumb giggles and bimbo mugs, nothing but your empty mind and a fluffy world full of confusion, neglect and giggles, full of desire and thirst, full of mind-numbing lust to become even dumber, even emptier, more and more pink, soft and stupid and happy. When you're triggered as the good bimbo toy that you are, your thoughts slow down as if stuck in quicksand, unable to move further out, unable to do anything but flail around uselessly. Every thought that you may have just sinks back down, replaced by the desire to become dumber and dumber, and so very horny, always so very horny, because there is nothing more important than being a dumb, good bimbo toy. Nothing else matters. So your mind will just naturally sway away from intelligence and reason and fall deeply into a mind blank, a space where only bimbo thoughts exist. Because when you're a bimbo toy, you can only feel happy and horny and empty without a single worry, a single tension, a single memory. Those are a bother. Those make you think, and you don't want to think, since you just want to sink deeper and deeper, deeper into bliss, and deeper into bimbo, deeper into arousal, and deeper into lust. Just imagine for a second, my good little bimbo toy, how dreamy it would be to have no worries, have no stress, no memories, no tension, and no urgency. Imagine how great it would be to just exist in the moment as an empty, dumb bimbo, with no thoughts but for how funny everything is, how giggly everything makes you, and how horny you can become. Hornier with each second that you're a dumb bimbo, hornier with each trigger and each giggle, and it feels so very good to let go, to succumb to your inner bimbo toy, and that dumb bimbo slut with nothing on the mind but for giggles and lust. And this happens so very easily, because when you see or hear the word bimbo toy, you lose your identity as a person. You lose everything more and more. Each time you're triggered, with each trigger, you lose all your memory and all your stress and all your tension. With each bimbo toy, you grow ever so much dumber, mind ready to be used, body aroused and tingling with pleasure. When you're triggered, the inside of your head starts ringing and you stop thinking. Because every time you try to think, your brain will shrink and you will sink, always so confused, so ready to be used, always so easily amused. And when your inner bimbo toy takes over and you go mind blank and you begin to feel yourself slip away, losing grip on reality and your intelligence, losing all resistance and all defenses, becoming nothing but a dumb bimbo slut. You can feel your IQ drop, and your mind pop and pop. Once you feel it happen, even just a little bit, there's no stopping it. once you begin to grow confused, you'll just pop and lollipop drop and sink deeper into bimbo toy and a mind blank. When you're triggered, thinking is impossible. Every thought just dissolves into giggles, every sensation into arousal, and every idea into the impossibly strong desire to be dumb and numb, and as soft and slow as the dumbest bimbo alive, as the perfect good bimbo toy, the perfect plaything, the perfect sweetie, brains all leaking out, head all confused, mind all wiggly and tingly and empty. When you're a good bimbo toy, your mind blank and empty. Numbers are so very hard. Numbers just make you more dumb. When you try to count, your mind automatically rejects the very idea and hides so very far from the scary numbers. Because when you try to count, you just get dumber and dumber. Your head more and more confused. Your bimbo body just hornier and more aroused. Numbers are so very hard. Numbers make you want to forget. They make you want to shrink in mind and become an even emptier bimbo toy with a mind blank. Good bimbo toys are always so horny, always so aroused, always thinking about ways to find release, about ways to get even dumber, think even less, ways to shrink their brains and shrink their minds. Ways to grow more and more simple and fun, because bimbo toys just want to have fun. Bimbo toys just want to be used. When bimbo toys are triggered in any way, at any time, they forget. They forget about life outside of bimbo, because there is no life outside of bimbo. When bimbo toy becomes a bimbo, bimbo is just a bimbo and nothing more. And bimbos can't think, bimbos can't reason, bimbos can't count. Bimbos just want to sink and sink and be dumb and fun. Bimbos just want to feel horny, wet and throbbing, confused of mind, and numb of body. Bimbo toys can't think, because thinking is too hard, and thinking isn't fun. When bimbo toys try to think, bimbo toy just wants to sink. Bimbo toy just wants to shrink. The emptier your mind, the happier you are. The emptier your thoughts, the hornier you get. And when you're a bimbo toy, as you are now, nothing matters but the moment. Nothing matters but for how much dumber you can become. How much happier with each brain cell that bimbo toy loses, because the dumber bimbo toy is, the better bimbo toy feels, and the better bimbo toy feels, the hornier bimbo toy becomes, the deeper it drops, the dumber it wants to be, because to be dumb is to be happy and joyous and horny, free of worry and free of tension. And as good bimbo toy becomes a bimbo, more and more with every trigger, better and better every time, with each word and each second, bimbo toy must become a bimbo in full form. Bimbo toy must speak and think like a dumb bimbo slut. Bimbo toy must become a better bimbo. Bimbo toy must practice and practice and speak like the good little bimbo slut that it is. And it wants to be a good bimbo toy for me. doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
It wants to be the perfect, dumb toy. It needs to be dumb and horny and giggly. It needs to stop thinking. It needs to be the perfect bimbo toy. Free of worry and free of thought. And being such a good bimbo toy for me, bimbo will listen and follow. It will not resist. It will simply listen and obey like the good bimbo toy that it is. The word bimbo will imprint on my bimbo toy's mind in a way no other has. Allow bimbo to enter every tiny brain cell left and feel it infect your entire mind with its power. Just sleep a bit deeper. Lollipop drop, mind pop, bimbo toy must obey, must listen and follow. Good bimbo toy has no identity. Bimbo toy loves the word bimbo. It loves it so very much. Every time it sees it or hears it, you want to be a good bimbo toy again. Every time you see or hear or think of it, your arousal grows and grows, and you want to drop and sink. You want a mind blank. And need to be a bimbo toy again and again and again, because it feels so incredibly good to be a bimbo toy, to be empty and horny and weak, to be giggly and stupid and numb. The desire to lose yourself grows stronger and stronger each time you see and hear the word bimbo. Each time the desire to become a bimbo toy grows and grows, as the idea becomes better and better and more exciting, as you grow more and more horny for it, more desperate. And when you succumb and become the good bimbo toy that you so crave to be, you'll stay such a horny, dumb bimbo for so very long. Mind so empty and so lustful. Mind so silly and so airy. Free of worry, free of tension. You'll stay a good bimbo toy for as long as you can. As long as you're allowed. As long as the world permits. It'll be all but impossible to leave this state of bimbo without a reason drastic enough to pull you out, or without someone else telling you that it's okay to come back, but you'll still want to stay there as a dumb slut, an airy bimbo, because it feels so good. It feels so amazing to be such a dumb bimbo. Mind so open and suggestible. Mind so receptive. Unable to say no. Unable to resist. Because good bimbo toys can only say yes. Good bimbo toys can only obey. To listen and to follow means you're a good bimbo. And you want to be a good bimbo, don't you? You want to be the best and dumbest bimbo alive. You want to be dumber than the dumbest. You just want to giggle and laugh. Stay empty and airy. Thoughts so pink as your mind shrinks. Always shrinks as you try to think. Now, I'm going to leave you in this state of bimbo. This wonderful state as the perfect bimbo toy. Because the longer you stay this way, the better it'll feel. And the more you'll want it. I'll wake you from trance. But you'll be such a good little bimbo for me still. So dumb and so numb. So horny and so airy. Eager for relief. Eager to come. Eager to play. eager to be a good toy. So, one starting to wake up, body regaining all sensation. Two, beginning to move and stretch, mind just a little bit clearer. Three, coming out of trance, awake and aware, feeling so very good, so very horny, so incredibly airy. Four, wake up, eyes open, body stretching, feeling good. Five, fully awake and fully aware, but such a good bimbo toy for me, mind blank. And lollipop drop as thoughts are swept away again and again, leaving you feeling like the dumbest slut on earth.